Welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network, coming to you from the TeacherCast studios since 2011. Join us each week as we bring you the latest educational news, EdTech updates, and hottest interviews with today's most influential leaders in education. And now, for your host, Jeff Bradbury.
Live from the ISTE and ASCD conference. I'm at the Renaissance booth with Eric Swanson. Eric, how are you today? How are you finding the conference this year?
Very well. It's been great traffic. It's good energy. Good to have all the people around and just fun to see everyone again, right? This is a good reunion for many of us to come back every year.
Well, speaking of reunion, last time that we were here, we talked all about Renaissance Next, and you've got some great updates for the program. Talk to us about what's happening at Renaissance.
Yeah, we love it. Renaissance Next has been a huge, huge, huge win for us as a company. So for those of you who don't know, Renaissance Next is our new learning platform for educators and administrators to be able to pull all of the great Renaissance products together in ways that you've never been able to before. We'll get into that in a little bit, but it's really been a great journey to make sure that teachers have one access point for everything here in our Renaissance portfolio.
Now, one of the things that you're talking about this week is a brand new adventure for administrators. Talk to us a little bit about that.
That's right. So we've been teasing the administrator version of Renaissance Next for a little while. Certain customers had access to it, but we're really going this back to school as anyone with Renaissance products. So if you just have Star, or if you have Star and a couple of other products, you're now gonna get access to Renaissance Next for Leaders, is what we're calling it. And that gives you a whole bunch of things like AI data insights that really help you interpret complex data, gives you access to how students are using the programs and products, and a whole bunch of other things and ways to dig in and diagnose what's happening with your kids.
Now, anytime that we're talking about data and AI, school districts have questions.
They always do, and they should.
Talk to us a little bit about the safety concerns and how all that works.
For sure. So we take AI extremely seriously. We've been pretty cautious, frankly, in rolling out a lot of the features and customer-facing features to make sure that we're protecting all the data, right? We anonymize the data in all ways before we're even using it or doing anything internally to train models or things like that. But we do want to make sure that we're giving teachers and administrators access to the power of AI in the right way. And so we have an internal committee that we work with lawyers and our tech teams and our customers, to make sure that we're using it in responsible ways. Again, anonymizing the data, making sure that it has no connection to an individual student.
If a school district is starting up with Renaissance for the first time this summer, what do they need to get started? How do they work with you to make sure that this is a successful rollout?
Yeah, our customer success team is one of the best in the industry. We hear that over and over and over again, how good they are at making sure customers have that stair step and that plan. We work with them, frankly, depending on the product mix, over a three-year period to make sure they've really taken full advantage of all of the great products and resources and tools that they buy within Renaissance. When they come on board, we'll set up training and implementation plans with them, set that overall goal and context for what they want to achieve, depending on, again, which product combinations they have, and get them rolling. We'll get their customers or their administrators trained, their teachers trained, get those first few products rolling right away that have real impact in the classroom, and then work on those data products to really make sure we're bringing in the right data in the right way and giving them the right context for their goals.
So we're launching Renaissance Next for Leaders, but you've also got new features in Renaissance Next.
Correct.
What's new?
So Renaissance Next, again, like I said, is think of it as a teacher dashboard, for lack of a better word. My marketing team will not love that, but it's true, right? It's a place that you log in and now have access to all of the great products within Renaissance. And it starts to give you insights into what your students know and don't know, maybe where kids are running into problems or learning gaps, and also give you the literal what's next for you as a teacher. So you don't have to go into each product and pull several reports and trying to interpret fairly complex data measures sometimes, right, or understand what's going on. And it brings all that product together and make great recommendations, actionable recommendations. So you might make a Nearpod lesson where you differentiate instruction for some kids. Or you might assign a targeted practice for Freckle to practice some homework of a skill or lesson you just taught in the classroom today. Really gives you that quick action to make sure that you can spend the time with the kids instead of looking at reports in the computer.
Now, I know you've been working with school district leaders, and especially classrooms. What kind of things are you seeing coming out of this program? And what are you seeing because school districts are using Renaissance Next?
Yeah, so we love it. And again, it's all about saving teachers time. That's the one thing we hear over and over and over again. They don't want to be looking at reports. They don't want to be interpreting data. And so what we've seen is, hey, teachers are now targeting those students that need the most help in the right way. And then frankly, spending the time with the kids who need maybe a little more support and reinforcement and skill. So again, instead of staring at my computer, trying to make activities and lessons and do different things, I can go to Nearpod and find a great pre-built resource that I can sit down with kids right now on an iPad and start working through a skill. Or I can, again, target a Freckle activity or a Lalilo activity for those early foundational skills.
Well, there's two things that every school district and teacher wants. It's more time on their
hands.
Right.
That's right.
But it's also the training to be able to do this the right way.
That's right.
How can Renaissance help out with the professional development?
So we do professional development in a number of different ways. So we do both in-product professional development. So there's on-demand resources. You can go through everything from just walkthroughs, like literal digital walkthroughs on the feature and the feature set and the purpose of it, to the Educator Academy, where there's videos and webinars you can sign up for, all the way to virtual training days and on-site days. So if you really want that intensive day, I won't mention the school district, but we had one school district said, hey, we want you to come out 19 times to 19 different schools over 19 days and really make sure our teachers know the power of Renaissance Next, the power of the data and the action, and that we're using it consistently. We love that because it gives us an opportunity to really reinforce, right, all the great things that we're doing.
Where do school districts go to learn more about those PD opportunities?
So renaissance.com, you can go into the PD section. You can see all the, again, webinars, sign up for webinars, or engage your customer success manager, and they'll get you hooked up.
So let's go back to my favorite topic here of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
What is new? What's going on? But mostly, how are you seeing artificial intelligence having an impact in your classrooms?
Yeah, so again, going back to the AI piece, we really want to make sure that we're using that data responsibly. At the heart of Renaissance, we're a data company, right? We have great assessments, we have great insight tools, we have great practice and engagement resources. That all produces a whole huge amount of data. We can then, again, anonymize that data, but then use that in a way to implement and reinforce what's happening with their kids, right? That's the bottom line. So at the bottom of all of our recommendations models are kind of big data insight models. On top of that, we've started to implement what we call shareable stories and learn it within Renaissance Analytics or Renaissance Next for administrators. So they can go in and, again, interpret fairly complex data measures and data opportunities and say, oh, I get it now. That's what I should do. I need to sit down with this kid, or I need to maybe set a PD session, or hey, I should step back and really think about the fact that not every student has taken the test yet, so I need to wait another couple of days before I do something. So just really making that easy entry point for data and data interpretation has been one big piece. Another big piece, frankly, on the FlowCab and the Nearpod side has been really creating lessons and activities and quizzes and playlists where we have that agentic capability built within those products. And so again, saving teachers time, right? You want to build a lesson on X, you can do that. You want to create a quiz on Y, you can do that. So it really starts to give them the power of accelerating on those things.
So here live at the ISTE ASCD conference, thousands of educators are running by. Your booth is in a great location. I got to ask, what is the feedback that you and your team are getting from your customers and from people who are using all these great products?
Yeah, the fun part is, you know, not a lot of people, to be frank, know the Renaissance brand. They often know the product brand. They know FlowCab, or they know Nearpod, or they know Star, or Accelerated Reader. And they come and you show them all the great things that we're doing with Renaissance Next, with the data insights, with some of these AI opportunities. And they say, wow, that's really cool. I didn't know that. And so they're coming in and they're listening to sessions, doing quick demos, trying to learn more about who we are and what we're about.
Eric, where do we go to learn more about this and bring Renaissance into our schools?
You can go to renaissance.com. That's where everything is.
We're going to make sure that we have the links to everything in our description below. So don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. And we're going to make sure we have everything over on teachercast.net. So Eric, thank you so much for your time today. Hope you have a good conference here.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
And that's it. Live from ISTE and ASCD conference.
You've been listening to the TeacherCast Educational Network, hosted by Jeff Bradbury. Please reach out to the show with all of your questions on Twitter at TeacherCast or online at www.teachercast.net. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And please take a moment to write a review in the App Store.